But the Shovim, everybody agrees, Shemoichra Almona Lekoyen Gadol, that you're allowed to sell an Almona, your daughter, that's a Katana, and Mashmi, even though she's an Almona, she was married already and her husband died, you're allowed to sell her to a Kohen Gadol. Grusha b'chalutza l'kohen hedyet. If your daughter is a grusha or a chalutza, you could also sell her to a Kohen hedyet. Because here they're only chai v'lavin. The gedushin is chal. If they would get married, the gedushin would be chal. Therefore, it's in the parasha of yid. But the question is, hay almon hechidomi. Where is there a case that a father now wants to sell his daughter, the almona, for an amavriya? Ilay, if you want to tell me the kitcha viya, that the father married her off first. If the father married off his daughter once, the question is, Mimotzi Mazvin Law, could the father later sell her, even if she gets a get from the first husband, could the father sell her anymore for Omar Ria? We hold, Ha'ein Adam Moicher Ez Vita L'Shivchos Achar Ishus. A father has no right to sell his daughter for Shivchos after Ishus. So if the father married her off already once, he cannot sell her now for Shivcha. So where is there a case that the father is selling his almona, his daughter the almona? Elala, for sure it has to be talking about, the Kaddish Iyo Nafsha, that she married herself off. It wasn't the father that married her off first, but this Katana, she received her own Kedushin. The Kokorilo almona, and still when the husband dies, she's called an almona. So we see if a Katana gets married, the Kedushin means something, not like Ula. So Amar Ravam answers and says, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yitzchak, here we're not talking about that this Katana married herself in a normal case, because in a normal case, since she has a father, her Kedusha means nothing. But we're talking about that the father sold her once for Namariya. When she was 3 years old, her father sold her for Namariya. Now that master, he made Yid with her. He married her, Beteris Kedusha Yid. That's the halacha, whoever owns the Namariya can marry her. And Galiba the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, we're going according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, she that holds the Yomar, Moyas or Rishayna is Lav the Kedushin Itnu, that the first money was not given the Shem Kedushin. In other words, if you hold that the Kedushin of Yid takes place with the first money, so it's considered like the father now is marrying her off. So if the father was marrying her off, the father cannot sell her a second time for Shivchas. But rather, we're going according to the man the Yomar that no. When the father first sold his daughter, he sold her for Shivcha, that's all. And that money was for the sale. Just later, the master has a right to marry her, even though she's a Katana. That's a Nugzeres HaKosiv, that if you own an Omar Ria, you have a right to marry her. So that was the case that the master married her, and then the master died, so she became an Almona. And then she goes back to the father. Now the father still has a right to sell her again, because we hold the father could sell his daughter two times for Shivcha. Just he can't sell her for Shivcha after Ishus. So here's the case that he first sold her once, and then she became married there through Yid. That could be done on a Ketana. Ula's talking about a regular Ketana without Mitzvah Yid, or just a regular Ketana. If a man goes to marry her, the Kedusha means nothing. But Avadi agrees about a Parsha of Yid, where she's an Amma of Riyah, and now the master wants to marry her, the master can marry her. So that's the case that the master married and the master died, so she became an Almona. She went back to the father's house, and now the father sells her a second time. Everybody agrees the father is allowed to sell her even to a Kohen Gadol. Itmar, we learned like this. Mace. Let's say the husband died. Mace. So Rashi says this is going on the case. Zeshe Kitsha Shlele Dasaviya. If a husband married this Katana without asking the father, and then the husband died. V'nofla lufnei achiv liyavim. But he has a brother that's still alive, so she falls now liyibim. What's the halacha? Is there a parsha of Yibam or not? So Amar Rav says, Mimamenes l'mamaroi, if the Yavim now is going to make a Maimer, if he would make a Kedushin with her, so he has to be Mamayin, make Miyan, the Eina Mamenes l'zikosai. But if he did not make Maimer, then he does not have to make a Miyan for the Zikalon. For the Zikalon is enough to give Chalitza, you do not have to give Miyan. Like the Gedorim are like this. There are three different ways of like getting rid of your wife sometimes. There's an inyan of chalitza, that's where she's a yevama, so you have to give a chalitza. If you made a maimer, so if she's a katana, it's like kedushin, you have to give a miyun. If it's the gedurla, where the kedushin is chal, you have to give her a get. So if Huna Maraz says, mimamenes l'mamaroi, then in a case where this katana, where her husband died, and now the brother is here, if the brother makes maimer, makes the kedushin, with the rabbanan to his yevama, she has to give her miyun with chalitza. But if he does not make maimer, then he does not have to give a miyun. Ketzad, what's the case? Also, b'maimer, if the husband, the yovim now, makes maimer, makes kedushin with them. So the locher is like this. Tzricha get, or tzricha chalitza, tzricha miyun. He has to do all three things to her now to get rid of her. Why? Tzricha get, he has to give her a get. Why? Because shema nesrat zlal b'kedusha sheni. We have to be afraid, maybe the father agrees with the fact that the second the brother married her. And if the father agrees, so the Kedushin is chal, even midiraisa. In the case where he didn't agree to the first one, only agrees to the second one, the Kedushin will be chal midiraisa. So you have to give her a get. Tzricha chalitza, you also have to give a chalitza, because shema nesrat zlal b'kedusha rishon. Maybe the father, though, also agreed to the first Kedushin, therefore your brother was married to her. So when your brother dies, there's a real mitzvah yibum. Therefore, you have to give a chalitza now to take away the zika. And tzricha miyun, but also you have to give her miyun. You have to stand and say goodbye to her in front of Bezdin. Because shema, we have to be afraid. Loi nisrat zu'av. Maybe the father did not agree. Loi b'kedusha rishon, v'loi b'kedusha sheni. Not with the first kedushin and not with the second kedushin. So really, Taka, she's not married at all. But if you would just let her get away with the get, the younger people will say, "Ain kedushin teipsin b'chayse." This is gzeira. That since she has to receive a get, so people will say, "Really, he was married to her." And now, if he goes and marries her sister, people will say the kedushin is not chal. And really, it's not that way. Really, maybe the first kedushin was not chal. So when he marries the sister, maybe the kedushin is chal with the sister. So therefore, we have to make him give miyun, that people should know this kedushin was only midrabbanan. And therefore, if he goes now and marries her sister, he has to be afraid the Kedushin is good and will have to give her a get. So that's the law. If the Yovim makes Maimer, he has to give her all three things. What about Loy Osa Bo Maimer? Let's say the Yovim now does not make a Maimer with her. He does not make Kedushin with her. Just that the brother died, so the Yovim is alive. The one brother is still alive now. So what should he do? Ein Atzrich El Chalitza Bavad. He only has to give a Chalitza. Why? My Armit, what do you want to say? That no, we should say midrabbanan and this yovim has to give her miyun also, because shema yom, maybe people will say ain kedushin taisim b'chayisom, that maybe if he's going to marry now the sister, people will say the kedushin is not chal. No, that people won't say, because hakel yodim, everybody knows that the lachar is achayis chalutza the rabbanan. Everybody knows the lachar is that an achayis chalutza the sister to the one that you made chalitza with is only yasim midrabbanan. Midiraisa is not an heir to you. It's only achos ishtoi. You're not allowed to marry your wife's sister as long as your wife is alive. Even after you give her a get, you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister. But your wife, if you gave your wife, you gave a chalitza, if you gave her yavam a chalitza, then midiraisa, you're allowed to marry your sister. See, everybody would know the kedushin is chal. Therefore, that's what Rafuna Marav says. This is not like Ula's din before. But he knows we have to be afraid maybe the father was Nisratza, and therefore you have to have Chalitza and Niyun and a get if you give her Maimah. Now, the Yomer Eshlokas said that Kan Shona Rebbe, here Rebbe taught us in the Mishnah Yevamis, that Achayz Gerusha Midiraisa, that if you want to marry your wife's sister, even after you gave your wife a get, she still lost it to you midiraisa. She's an heir to you. Achoyz gerusha is also to you midiraisa. But achoyz chalutza, the sister of your chalutza, midivrei seifim. So only yasim midirabon. Now the Gemara says, Hanu, they traded with two people. Tevi koshosa chamra tusei tzipi bebovel. That they were drinking beer, drinking wine under the palm trees of bovel. Shoko chad menaya kosa de chamra. So one took off the case of wine and gave it to his friend, Yerla Lechavre. One Reuven gave it to Shimon. There was Reuven and Shimon drinking wine under this palm tree. So Reuven got up now and gave the cup of wine to his friend Shimon. And Omri said like this, Mikdashali Braticha Labri, I want your daughter to be married to my son. So I want, even if the tzad, the daughter was a katana or a naira, so the father could do it. So the father of the boy said to the father of the girl, I'm giving you this cup now of wine, like I'm making the kedushin for my son, that my son should be married to your daughter. So you accept now this cup of wine for kedushin of your daughter. So Ravina said like this, that afilu l'man diyom, even according to l'man diyom that says, diyom ha-chashin and shem and esrat zu'av, even if you want to say by a katana, when the daughter, receives her kedushin, that we should be afraid maybe the father is nicha, the father like appointed her to be a shliach, the father accepts the kedushin, chashin shem and it's ratzav, but you should.